Wounded European airline stocks took off yesterday as easing fears of SARS combined with hopes for an open skies agreement with the United States. Traders said British Airways, KLM, and Lufthansa also found support in upbeat booking news from U.S. carrier Continental Airlines, as well as Australia's biggest carrier, Qantas, in which BA holds a 17% stake. Meanwhile, strong June passenger numbers at no-frills airlines EasyJet sent its shares more than 15% higher and added to feelings the industry may have turned a corner. BA was up 5.99% in trading yesterday, while KLM jumped 7.89% and Lufthansa 4.08%. Air France rose just 1.24% and appeared to be lagging behind due to nerves over its May passenger figures. Since the September 11th attacks in the United States, the airline industry has endured an unbelievable series of disasters, said one German trader. After terrorism, war, disease, and economic collapse, we are finally beginning to see a few rays of light. SARS infections really seem to be falling, and we are moving toward a U.S. open skies agreement that could only help any recovery even more. EU transport ministers agreed on Wednesday to seek a single accord on air traffic rights with the United States rather than the bilateral deals currently in place. Traders said investors were especially upbeat about analysts' comments about what an open aviation pact with the United States would mean for European airlines. The main conclusion we see is that it will become possible for European airlines to merge with or acquire other European airlines in the future, said an industry analyst. We want to make clear that yesterday's news is positive for the whole European airline industry, as full mergers and/or acquisitions give large possibilities for improvement and make them more profitable in the long run.